Welcome back to the Small Business Show. If you're enjoying, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. This week, I had the pleasure of chatting with Latrice Chestnut, Veterans Communications Expert and Creative Project Manager for Small Businesses and Government Agencies. She's also Chief Relationship Officer of Affinity Media Consulting, located in Washington, D.C. Latrice, welcome. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I just can't wait for us to get started so we can help the audience and help them learn more things about entrepreneurship. So let's get at it.
Yay! I'm super excited to have you, and I'm super excited to dive into your journey and your practice as a whole. But before we do, I want to rewind the clock just a bit. I want to go back to the days of, say, junior high or high school. Think about the time when, like, a counselor or an aunt or an uncle would ask you what it is you wanted to be when you grow up. What was the answer to that question for you?
I wanted to be a physical therapist, which is totally way off base for what I became. And then I, by the time I made it to college, I was like, no, let me be a mechanical engineer. And then I landed in communications.
So you, that is a first, I will admit, Matrice. That is the first time I have heard that line of thought process, that sort of a journey. And that is the beauty of this show. And that's what I try to get across to the to our viewers. You know, the fact is every single journey starts somewhere, probably completely opposite from where you actually end up in life. You may have all sorts of ideas as you're growing up. A physical therapist. A mechanical engineer, and then you ended up excelling in communications.
So yeah.
Tell us, please, share with us how you evolved into this journey, and when did entrepreneurship actually become a thought process for you?
Changing colleges is what allowed me to pivot into communications or find that journey. Mechanical engineering wasn't satisfying for me. Even though I was at the infancy stages of learning it, it was too structured, and I'm a very structured person, okay? So I took from that the process of doing things, making something. And so step one, step two, step three, double check here, and things like that. So I embraced that. The physical therapy piece, I embraced helping people. But at the end of the day, I loved writing. I'm a words person. I love words. And so when I changed colleges and they had a communications field, that back then, you didn't specialize in like PR or radio and TV. You had to learn it all. And so I excelled at every area. And I said, and I'm enjoying this because my grandfather told me something when I was in the eighth grade. He told me, never get a job, find work, because work is something you can do from sun up to sundown without ever looking at the clock. So as I enjoyed writing and enjoyed doing these things, I said, I think this is my work. And I graduated school. I had a job waiting for me in the communications field when I graduated, which was not popular during that time. I won't date myself, but In the 90s, when I graduated college, it was not popular for people to roll right into their career position. And I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. And that's what I've been doing ever since, and just growing. So, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing how you took each piece and really pulled out what it was that was working for you. You started with the engineering and you recognized, okay, systems, this is what's working for me here. That's what's really, you know, feeding it for me. But the rest of it, not of any interest. I like how you took that from each piece. And sometimes there's a lot of people who don't do that. There's a lot of people who don't take the time to take that step back, Patrice. And that's huge that you were doing so throughout the entire journey. You looked at what it was that fed your personality, fed who you are, and really mapped all of those together and began taking steps. So what were some of those first steps? What did you begin doing once you decided, okay, this is my work?
Yeah, so I started really going into each area of communication. So when I started out, I worked in circulation for a publishing company. There I learned about customer success marketing and engaging clients and really listening and understanding their needs. From there, I moved into advertising with another publishing company. With that, I understood branding, and the customer service aspect became more of an internal customer. So when you support different departments and different team members, there's another way you need to communicate and engage and support to make sure you're just really applying your skills to the overall mission of the organization. So I got more into the business of things by looking at the 3-year plan and the 5-year plan and lining up milestones and tasks in ways that I supported the entire company in reaching their goal. So understanding that piece of it and how that tied into branding. From there, I moved into more of an operations role. So I understood the under the hood while working with USA Today and understanding how things come together across different time zones in the US as well as international, and how to engage with an international client. Mm-hmm. So there, I really worked with bigger brands like your Fox Sports and, you know, larger airline or travel industry clients, and still understanding this branding and how everything we do supports that. And from there, then I went over into working for a publisher that was an educational publisher. So I got into more writing. And because I embraced systems and processes, I was able to help us streamline everything from editorial to production to advertising. I was like this hub. And so I kind of created my own position with that. And oh my goodness, that was the best job I had ever, because I carved out a piece for me with that. And then I had family situations that took place, and I went back home to support my father, who was ill at the time. He's well and living now, but he was ill at the time. And I was going to just find a job, be closer to my parents, you know, help out, do all of that. And as I went on these job interviews, the salaries they kept mentioning, they were not the right numbers. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, you just read off a long list of things that you want me to do, which in communications, when I don't know if this is common, but this is what I've experienced. Say, for instance, I'm a graphic designer. They also think I can do website design. I can do other things, you know? And so that was this type of position where this is what I'm hiring you for, but I actually want you to do this, 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 but I'm going to pay you the salary that's paid for this position. Mm-hmm. And I sat there talking to my dad and I said, their numbers don't add up and the benefits definitely don't add up. And I said, I could do this and I could do that because I had learned from these big brands how to do this. And he says to me, well, I think you got yourself a business. And that's when the entrepreneurial light bulb came on. And within 2 days, I was applying for a business license and just putting things into place. And he was like, whoa. And I said, I'm the kind of person, when I see the green light, I press on the gas. I don't wait to look. I don't wait for people to say, you know, to affirm me. It's just, I'm going.
I apologize. That the only reason that was able to do that is because that was my daughter. So it's able to interrupt. So my apologies. So I'll clip that out of the episode. But please, if you'd like to continue or if you want for me to go ahead and bring you back in, that's totally fine.
Well, you can reel me back in.
Okay, excellent. No, there is so many pieces of your story that I love, Beatrice. You have so much to offer the audience, and I want for them to really hear a couple of things. First off, you explained how it is you pulled out different pieces of each position, as we were talking about. But then you began truly applying each of those positions to the job that you were in, which then made you recognize all of the areas that you were capable of doing yourself and all the value that you were providing, and you recognized what your true value was. And when that value wasn't being met, you took the words of those you were surrounding yourself by, which is another thing that I always talk to this community about, you know, surrounding yourself with the right people who are going to support you, who are going to help you make those specific decisions. And in that moment, that was a really important one for you to recognize you have everything you need. You have every bit of that toolbox wrapped up inside of you. You know your worth. You know your value. Those numbers don't add up. And you don't need to accept them. You don't have to accept them. And that's super important because a lot of people go into job offers and interviews and things of that sort, and they're so desperate for that moment that they accept something that devalues who they are when they know their worth, but they're not willing to stand up for it. And that is something that I commend you for. It's super difficult to accomplish for a lot of people. So I commend you for recognizing that, for taking the words of your father into consideration and really recognizing, you know what? I have it.
Yeah.
I can do this. I can move forward. I know what I'm doing. I have the tools in my own toolbox. So what were some of those tools that you began taking out of that toolbox and began saying, okay, you know, you filed for your business license, you began moving forward. What were some of the next steps after you filed for that license? Of course, your father was in awe. What did you do next?
I started searching for equipment to be able to provide services. And I didn't want to skimp on the equipment because I knew the value that I provided and I knew what my pricing would reflect that value. So why ask someone to invest in my business when I'm not even investing in it myself? So I always committed to having top of the line equipment. Okay. Recognizing that I couldn't do it all, I set out to determine or identify good partners. So I had to make a list of what that good partner quality skill set would be, okay? Then I was able to identify them as I met them. And these were lasting relationships that allowed me to expand the reach or the resources for my business without having someone on payroll. Mm-hmm. So that was one thing that I was able to do that has really sustained me over time. They're invaluable relationships that I have with partners to be able to do the work that I do. Then I also invested in myself personally by, I've had coaches along the way. And I tell people, you cannot be in business and not have a coach. No way ever. You are going to be stuck where I see a lot of people and you're not going to scale. You will spend a lot of unnecessary money if you think investing in a coach is not a good investment. Mm-hmm. You're going to burn a lot of dollars. You'll cry a whole lot more than you have to, because entrepreneurship, you're gonna cry, you know? There are peaks and valleys. But you can save yourself a lot of heartache, a lot of time, and a lot of money when you invest in someone as your coach who can help you in your specific area or industry.
That is such a hashtag right there. You're gonna waste money if you think wasting money is getting a coach. Or, you know what I mean? Like, really, that truly is something that is so true. When you believe that investing in yourself and investing in a coach to help you move forward is a waste of money, you're wasting money in many ways.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you totally are. And we've all been there. We all mm-hmm. think we can pull it off. We all think we know better. We all think we'll figure it out. But it's not until you truly begin investing in yourself and taking that time to recognize the different areas that you truly do need the help in to move yourself forward, you're not going to be able to move forward. You know, I call that wino mode, when you're working in and not on your business. That's what it is. We all get there. And, you know, and there are peaks and flows of that as well. You know, there are times when we fall back into working in our business and not on our business. But it's truly important to keep that focus in front of you of what it is you're trying to accomplish. Take those steps back, invest in yourself, invest in a coach to help you continue moving forward. So, Patrice, please share with us all about your practice today.
Yeah, so Affinity Media Consulting is based in Washington, D.C., but we help clients nationally right now. My goal is to expand globally to help, but we do three things well in the brand area. We coach, we provide creative project management, which is the visual aspects of any brand, and we also publish a magazine locally in the Washington, D.C. market. My first love is the coaching piece, because I like helping creative entrepreneurs understand what branding is, get out of the way, and get clients who want to pay for the services that they provide that are high value, high end services. And so I have this 8-week coaching program that's a hybrid model. There's a portal where you log in, you watch video lessons, but you also meet with me twice a week to get, you know, advice, insight about your specific business and your specific challenges, whether it was some of the training that you didn't understand or some ideas that were sparked from that, to help you grow as you learn. So you don't have to finish the 8 weeks to be able to do that. To start seeing growth in your business. Mm-hmm. Individuals graduate from there into a master class where we meet twice a month to help continue growing. But we have this solid foundation with branding, which includes everything from first touch to fulfillment and customer success. So everything that happens within your business is your brand, from the way a person answers the phone, the mindset, defining the culture, and recognizing who your team members or your partners are going to be. The easy part is the visual piece. But getting down to understanding what portion of your mindset may be causing hindrances, then identifying what your needs are and your client's needs are from a psychographic approach. You know, it's not about demographics, it's more about psychographics. And that's how you make those harmonious attraction relationships, because you know what you need and you know what they need, and you can bring these two together. And when you have that, then you don't sit around haggling prices. Can you take 20% off of this? Can you do that? Can you do that? You are paid what you're worth.
Definitely. Knowing your worth and making sure that you are truly providing that value as you're moving forward with your clients. Making sure that they understand what that value is by making sure that you've paired yourself properly. Understanding who they are, what they need, who you are, and what you need. And I think that is one of those pieces, like you said, Patrice, that is kind of missing on certain levels in some businesses, is really looking at themselves and understanding what they need, not just what their clients' needs are, but how that's going to actually play into who they are. And that's something that I thought was really excellent about what you were explaining with your journey. You really took the time to recognize what worked for you before you even thought about entrepreneurship. What was it that served you as a person? What was fulfilling in you before you started down the journey of entrepreneurship? You know, I've seen so many entrepreneurs decide that they're excited to make money online. And that's the whole why behind the what. And until they're born of a why behind that what, it's difficult to move the journey any further. And I commend you for taking that time to really understand the why. And that's where the success was derived. So congrats.
And I have to, thank you. I have to add this one little piece, Lori, because once you said that, it had me thinking. My students have raved over week three. Okay. Week three in the coaching program is where you go through a process to create a lifestyle by design, not default. That's how they build a foundation for how they price their services, because we're going to create the lifestyle we want first and define that. And then we'll make sure the value we bring to our clients match. And then we price. But entrepreneurs tend to default to, okay, I have a business name, I have a website, I have a phone number. Now let me put my price list together.
Right.
So you want to be intentional.
Yes. Yeah. No, definitely. They miss the other half of it.
Yeah.
They miss the other half. You know, you've got the front of it, and that's great. Those pieces are instrumental in getting your business up and running, but that's not the actual business. It's not the whole of it. There's a whole entire back end that needs to be put into place and organized in order to actually operate, function, and serve both yourself and the clients properly. So, no, truly, truly appreciate what you're doing. I love the hybrid model. I think that's outstanding that you not only provide the course, that self-paced learning course, but you're also providing direct access to you to make sure that your clients are truly understanding what it is they're moving through versus just having a digital course and still being stuck within wherever it might be that they are. So again, excellent pieces. And I am sure that you'll provide a link at some point that we can go ahead and link to from the show notes page. So we'll be sure to include that for our viewers. So if you had the chance, Patrice, to go back in a time machine, take 10, 15 years and tell yourself just one thing, what do you think that would be?
Do it afraid. Do it afraid, because the creative project management piece of my business really focuses on local government and federal government clients. And I took a while before I launched out into that space. Now that I'm in that space, I see I had the skill set to be in this space 8 years ago. So if I could go back, I would have done it afraid.
dive in regardless of where those butterflies are. Take that energy and use it to propel you forward. Definitely do it for it. Doesn't matter. So if you had the opportunity to wave a magic wand and change anything at all in your practice, what would it be and why?
I would want to hire more people because I find partners who value what I'm bringing to the table so that they can be brand ambassadors themselves. And I tend to attract people who have been through life circumstances. So this can be something that helps them by catapulting them into their next. And so if I could do anything, I would hire more people who have that same background so that they can understand they're beautiful creatures. God designed them exactly like he wanted them to be, which was amazing. And to be able to really have the opportunity to do things that you really enjoy, where you can find passion and really do what you were wired to do. That's what I would do. I would create more opportunities for people to be able to do that.
I love that. Creating more opportunities for people to be able to share, spread, and serve even more. That's outstanding. And that is definitely the first that we've heard that one. So thank you for being an outstanding guest. Thank you for sharing your story with the community. Please share the best way for our viewers to find you.
You can find me on my website. It's affinitymediaconsulting.com. I know that's a mouthful, so I'll say it again. affinitymediaconsulting.com. And the tabs in the navigation bar can help you get to where you need to be if you're looking to work with me from a federal or local government standpoint, if you need coaching or whatever that need may be. The navigation bar is pretty intuitive. So feel around, find out more information.
Awesome. Affinity Media Coaching. We will be sure to include a link on the show notes page as well. So definitely. Patrice, thank you. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, Lori.